Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Sanity, whatever you want to call it. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, it was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part. I say this every week, every day, hour upon hour. Right? Get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. So you don't sound like that flaming moron that we have to listen to. You heard it today if you were watching what was going on in Congress, right? AOC tried to truly, I mean, it just shows you how warped they are in, you know, trying to remove Representative Omar from one of the committee. I mean, again, I get irritated. You gotta let me catch my breath. I get irritated. And it went down party lines. Here you have somebody that hates this country, that hates our military. She's been open about it. But yet they still want her on the Foreign Affairs Committee. They still think she deserves to be on the Foreign Affairs Committee. It makes no sense. And they don't seem to care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, again, be part of the solution. It's almost like they didn't care that Schiff, I mean, did anything that Adam Schiff say come to be true? Anything. And to add insult to injury, he said that he personally saw proof. But the proof never came to fruition. He won't talk about what the proof is. He ignores the question. He won't respond to it. Adam, tell the truth. What was the old saying? Tell the truth, shame the devil. Come on, Adam. Unless you're worried about shaming your father or something. I don't know. Yeah, I said it. But, I mean, you really truly think about it. If he had the proof, he knew what he was talking about. Why not say something? Head over to the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. And really, that's, you can get the information you need over there. Stories that you can give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I don't really care how you do it. You know, you mean comment on the stories that are going on there, too. All right, so this is the kind of stuff that we're having to put up with. The Joey Bidens of the world. Look, he is a kid. I mean, he's got the mentality of a kid. Right, during his speech on Thursday, he made a statement, and if you could see his face, if you could see how he was saying it, so sure of himself, so sure in what he was saying. You couldn't do anything but giggle. Because Joe was talking about how, and I probably, he'll do it better than I will in a second. But how half of his cabinet, well, what is it? The women, over half of the women in his cabinet identify as women. Yeah, sit on that for a second. I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, I didn't hear that right. That wasn't right. My ears are playing games on me. Over half his women are women. Here, let's let him say it in his words, right? Because I'm going to keep, I'll screw this thing up. And I don't want to do that. Come on. Can you play it? You know how this thing, you guys know already, it never works the way I want it to work, right? All right, come on. Let's do it.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
Yeah. Try that again.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
Over half the cabinet. Can I hear it again?
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
That's what I thought he said. I still don't know what he said, but that's what I thought he said. Just amazing. Right? Over half the women in his cabinet are women. Not only half the people, and maybe that's what he meant to say, I don't know. But it's not the first time. Well, about half the women in his cabinet are women. Really? You would think that over half the women in your cabinet would be... Over half the cabinet... See, now he's got me doing it. Over half the cabinet is women. All right? This is nuts. And it won't stop there. It's going to keep going because he's still going to be around. Now, there are several transgender women in Biden's cabinet. So it's not totally inaccurate, right? I mean, the half is inaccurate. You know, is this another Biden gaffe? No, yes, it was, obviously. Okay. He can't get his words together. He can't get his thoughts together. And this is a simple one. This isn't a hard one. This doesn't require deep thought. So I'm going to save your host. Be back in a few minutes. Yeah. He's with us. Alfonso Rachel joins me. Right.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, because you'll become part of the solution. Once you get informed, you know, unless you want to stay a Democrat all your life, once you get informed, you'll be able to make decisions to help you move through. I know, I shouldn't say. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Well, I didn't mean to say it, but I'm sorry. Anyway, Alfonso Rachel joins me, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and soon to return, soulfoodradio.net. Hey, how are we doing? Yeah, you're in the middle of a cold snap there, are you not?
Yeah, a little bit. But, hey, but I'm not going to let you get away with that, man. You said unless you still want to stay different. This is fighting words, man.
What's fighting words? The freezing state?
No, you trying to get away from it. No, but hey, this is the funny thing, man, here in Texas. Okay, we got this cold snap going, and you know, you got people acting like, you know, don't you guys know how to drive in ice? And I'm like, wait a minute, dude, there's not ice driving school, okay? And we can't help it if we don't have that kind of weather regularly. This ain't Alaska. You know, it's like, yeah, people may not be as efficient as driving on icy roads or being prepared or having chains and all that sort of stuff in a place that usually doesn't, you know, have a lot of that kind of weather. Like, when I lived in California, you know, we'd have people visiting from California, visiting California from other states where it's raining. And like, don't you guys know how to drive in the rain? It's like, dude, it's California. Okay. Sorry, no.
Well, listen, I'm gonna stick up for them for a second. Say, common sense would say, if it's pouring rain and you live in California, I don't care where you live, slow down.
Yeah. Exactly, Joe. On the flip side of that, that's the thing about Texans, man. Is that Texans, the most offensive thing you could do, pretty much, to another Texan, is be in front of them. They will lose their flipping mind, right? It's like they have a meltdown if you're actually, and you can be going like 20 clicks over the speed limit. If you are in front of another Texan, it's like they lose their nuts, right? It's sick.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, I thought maybe, you know, because I'm pretty harsh on the guy. I'm not very nice to Joey B. I know I need to be nicer to him because, you know, he's the president and all that, blah, 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 whatever. Mm. Anyway, he said something I've been trying to figure out, and I'm thinking that maybe it's just me because I'm too hard on him, right? So listen carefully, because I'm still concerned. I'm still confused. Listen up.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
Yeah. In case, now let me, for clarity, let me play it twice just to make sure you understand, okay?
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
Okay. So, see, you know what I'm doing. I'm going, okay, but if half the women in your cabinet are women, what are the other half of the women in your cabinet might be? I'm confused.
Yeah, well, A, he brought this on himself. You know, it's like they want to go with this whole narrative that a man can be a woman and a woman can whichever. And so I could see where it could catch up with them, and it would be a little bit confusing because you got some of them women that they don't have a biology degree. They're not a biologist. They don't know what a woman is. So he
can't just assume, right?
So he may have half of those women actually identify as a woman. So he's just having, you know, make sure he's doing the math right. Say, half of women in my administration are women, right? Okay, half of them, at least half of them, right? But here's the other thing, Joe. See, he's got a State of the Union speech coming up pretty soon, and watch him knock it out of the park. This whole thing is an act, man. It's an act.
Oh, they'll put him to sleep for 3 days, so he's all ready to go. They'll pump him up with whatever it is they're pumping him up with. And you know, it'll work for him. You're exactly right. He'll look like like he's the smartest. Well, he will be the smartest guy in the room when he speaks in front of Congress. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, that's not saying a lot, but at the same time, it does say a lot about our country.
All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about that, and I don't want to beat it up because it's already been beat up, but the Memphis police. And the young man that was killed at the hands, you know, again, I looked at the video a half a dozen times. It was sad to see, and I'm usually not this way about this, but it was sad to see. They pretty much passed him around like a punching bag. That was just dead wrong. They all took wax on him and what have you. Not the way to do it. There was another cop there, obviously. When the firemen showed, nobody did anything to help this guy. I don't care what he did. Nobody was there to help this guy, and he died. Now, the thing I find, I don't know if you saw this, but CNN, when they posted the picture of the five cops, they almost made them look white. They played with the picture to make the cops look white. I'm saying to myself, why? You're making it. Do you understand? You just threw 1,000-gallon gas tanker on top of a little, you know, cigarette. Okay, that's what you did. And, right? I mean, here's seriously. So, you know, let it play out. Call it for what it is. We call it for what it is. And, you know, now we have a Memphis police officer that was, you know, shot. And nobody seems to care because it was a cop. Anyway, give me some thoughts.
Well, now, if they're manipulating these photos to make these cops look white, is that putting cops in white face? Actually, you can't put somebody in white face, because if you put somebody in white face, all you did was make a mime. I think that's how that works. And since white people aren't allowed to say anything, I guess that's how it kind of fits.
I didn't get that memo, because I'm always saying something. They're always getting mad at me, but go ahead.
But no, you're not supposed to say anything. But this is engineered. You know, this is to get the reaction. You know, the Democrats have planned for a reaction from the Republicans. Okay, so you're going to have these cops who are going to assault this black person. Now, who do we side with? Do we side with the cops? Or do we side with this black person that they beat up, right? So are Republicans going to stick by the whole back the badge narrative? And if they do, it means that Republicans only like blacks who serve the white man. Because if you serve in the blue, that means that you're serving the white, right? So you're just a black you're just a black person who wants to be white, right? And that's why Republicans like them. So or if they back the black person, which they're most likely they're planning that Republicans most likely won't, you know. So it's like, well, which one is it? You Republicans, you're so racist that you don't even like black cops. You forgot about the whole back to badge narrative and tossed that out the window because you don't like black cops.
You know, I look at this. Yeah, we'll talk more about this.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 420,000 Texans are without power due to the winter storm that's hit the Lone Star State this week. Travis County, home to the capital city of Austin, has 170,000 of those outages. The storms hit big cities, including Austin and Dallas. Meanwhile, millions in the Northeast are dealing with severe winter weather threats tonight. Another well-known squad member in the U.S. House comes to the defense of Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who today was voted off of a key committee in the House. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says Republicans are being hypocrites.
I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress.
Omar herself spoke against the Republican move, but said it was no surprise Republicans voting her off the Foreign Affairs Committee for past anti-Semitic remarks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You're back. Go to the home phone. It's a pleasure to have you. 732-5563. I am joined by Alfonso Rachel, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. And, you know, before we get rolling and then we get tight for time, tell people how to get to your website, tell them how to get your information, how to partake of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. That's the fun one. And Zoloft.
Zoloft is kind of fun, too. We try to do some fun stuff over there. But, yeah, I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Yes, you can catch the Zoloft and the Zopian Den, which is the House of Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. Hope you guys come and tune in.
You know, we were talking about, and you know what? He's got some great music there, so don't be stupid. Go over and check it out. Stop buying the pelvic thrusting Beyonce music, and I mean, some of the stuff that I see. You know, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but it's not a wonder as to why people who watch that music and those dances from the Beyonce types are real, for them to go ahead and just not have a problem with the drag queen wiggling of the butts and the music that goes on there as well. It's basically all the same, only a little less makeup on Beyonce and such.
Yeah, and a little less of, I guess, a lot of other things, too.
Okay, yeah. All right, there you go. All right. But seriously, it's kind of like you're exposing the kids to all of this stuff, and you wonder, we wonder why it's some of them it doesn't bother at all, because they're seeing almost just as bad with other things that they're doing anyhow.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, a lot of people they think it's healthy. But for those who lament about, you know, what's going on in our culture, it's like, well, you know, you got to do more than just complain about it. You got to support the competition against it. These people are going to do what they're going to do. You know, that's just the thing about it. But there's not much of a challenge. There's not much challenging what they do to draw attention away from it, you know, and use entertainment for something more redeeming.
I wish you would really pay attention to what your kids are hearing, what they're listening to, what's going on in their lives, what they're looking at on their phones. All right, because frankly, your lack of parenting is what's sending kids in this direction. It's, you know, If I hear another mother, I know I'm getting in trouble for this, but if I hear another mother, when it comes to talking about God and religion, say, I'm not going to force them in a direction. I'm going to let them go ahead and figure it out later on. Let them find their own way. Well, why don't you do that with food, dressing, watching television, what time they go to bed, when they have to come in the house. Why don't you just let them figure out life? We should have just left them at the hospital. They'll figure it out. God, just make me crazy. Anyhow, all right. Al Sharpton, God bless. Somebody just said me something funny. Again, he's got to be there, the race-baiting guy, right? If that man had been white, I have to bang the table, right? You wouldn't have beat him, and we wouldn't be here today. How about, those, I told you before we went to break, the cops that they hired didn't go through the same character check that they used to go through. Because before, what was the guy that they brutally stepped on his neck until he couldn't breathe anymore? George Floyd, right? Before him, in Mississippi and other departments, they had to go through some pretty rigid character checks before they could be hired in. So now what Mississippi has done is you go right to the top of the list if you're a person of color, and then there's certain things that you no longer have to hit the mark on when it comes to that character and your past experiences, if you would, and all of that. So if you're going to take that and you get poor behavior, I'm sorry. You know who I'm blaming, right?
Yeah, I hear you, man. And, Al Sharpton, I wonder if he considers, this stuff keeps happening in Democrat-run neighborhoods.
Maybe you should send him an email. Maybe he doesn't know.
It's like that comic. Put two and two together, man. Stop doing that Common Core math. Use a calculator if you have to. I don't know if they got Common Core calculators. Just use a calculator.
Yeah, right.
Two and two together. This stuff keeps happening in neighborhoods that y'all run.
Oh, God. No, and it's true. They don't look at this so self-unaware. You and I talked about this before. They never look at that. They never give that any thought as to where this is happening and what's going on and what have you. By the way, somebody just sent me a picture of Representative Omar, and she's got one of those, those What Would Jesus Do bands that people wear? She's got a band on it that says, God bless whoever is hating on me. Okay? And I'm thinking... So should he bless the Jews because you're hating on them, or just who's hating on you? How does that work?
Well, when it says God bless whoever's hating, I was like, which God is she talking about?
I am going to do that story later on. Maybe I'll do it tonight or tomorrow night. But I went through, you hear all these people say we don't have to get into it now, but we all pray to the same God, and I have the very simple one for those people who are not spiritual, as they say. How about we just start off with this? The God of the Muslims has no son. Let's just start off there, okay? I mean, that's the simplest, right? Our God has a son. Lucy, the Jews are still waiting for something. They're waiting for the Messiah, and their God has no son. Matter of fact, blasphemy if you say that. I mean, I can go through the whole list. Buddha? We'll just move on. And, Well, really, I mean, think about it. Because he's not really considered a god, right, Buddha? You can go through all of these. So it shows you how even more we've dumbed down society. I know I'm rambling a little bit, but this stuff just makes me nuts how people make these comments in that moment, in their 15 seconds of fame, and nobody sits back and goes, hey, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Hey, your ramblings make more sense than what Biden was saying squad be saying and stuff like that. But I tell you what, man, anybody out there who feels like this is the same God and you guys are worshiping the same God, you're exactly right. You guys do. Yes, you do.
Exactly.
You worship the same God. It ain't the God of the Bible. If you want to feel good about worshiping the same God, more power to you.
All right, let's get to it. All right, hey, Black History Month, you must be totally excited and overwhelmed. You need to move back to San Francisco because they're giving out big bucks there for reparations coming into Black History Month. And I just
Man, are they still doing that? They must have a lot of money because they've been doing that for a long time.
They're running a deficit. They're in trouble financially, and they're talking about giving money in reparations in a county that didn't have slaves. Matter of fact, they did have slaves. I apologize. They were Asian slaves. They were Chinese slaves. Mm-hmm. So, listen, if you're black and Chinese, my God, you hit the double lottery, right?
Yeah, black and ease, man. Get that black and ease money.
Cindy Cardinal letters is Zoe.
Hey, I have license to say stuff like that because I'm part Asian myself, and I'm
there you go, see that?
They got a deficit as deep as that fault line that goes, you know, that's running through California. Was that the San Andreas Fault or something like that?
Yeah.
Man, yeah. And they're still playing around with this reparations.
Oh, it's nothing. Look at, we have water. You know that we have water problems that can be fixed. They're not dealing with them at all. You know, because of the last couple of gun shootings that they've had in the state, you know, they're looking for tougher gun laws. You've got the toughest gun laws in the country and the highest crime and shooting rate in the country. Hey, is anybody there got two brain cells that are working? Match them up. Figure it out.
But Democrats, man, like I said, they like to try to control everything, weather, population control, gun control, just everything is control except self-control. You tell somebody, dude, you need to exercise self-control. Oh, no, you can't do that. That's being judgmental, and that's doing all this. It's like, that's the problem with you Democrats. Self-control. Y'all really lack that.
Oh, listen, you're talking to the white guy. If I ever said to somebody, especially if it was a black couple, look, that kid's out of control. You need to set some guidelines for your kid. You look at me and go, what, he racist? Because he's black, right? No, because he's an animal. He's out of control. That had nothing to do with his color.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of these kids, as we see it all the time. It's like, you know, in Walmart, it doesn't matter what color they are.
No.
You know, they act like just like, you know, like just off the, like little wild animals. It's like you said, it's like, man, get off the floor. Why is your kid crawling around on the floor? They crawl around on the floor and stuff like that, and then they want to get up, and then they want to put their hands in their face all over the produce and stuff like that. What are you doing? Get your kid. You know, it's, man.
You're singing my song. I'm sitting there watching the little snot-nosed kids rub everything all over their hands, and then they're picking up the candy and showing it to mommy. He goes, oh, put that back. Don't put that back. Put it in your cart, and you pay for it.
Right? Or at least spray it with some alcohol before you put it back or something.
And I don't care what color your kid is, all right?
Right.
All right, we come back. We got more to talk about. More to tee you off. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being a part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. Okay? I mean, you get informed, you get engaged, you know what's going on, and then you go from there. Okay? Then you take it out to the street, so to speak. Then you take the argument to other people because you'll have a clue. Let me bring him on. Because I know he has a clue. Alfonso Rachel joins me. Well, look, I'm trying to give you credit, guy. Just stay with it. joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. He is the host of the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zoping Den, and I promise soon to return soulfoodradio.net. So I was trying to get a take on your excitement that we are now celebrating Black History Month. Although I do want to understand why you guys got slighted with only 28 days. Does anybody find it ironic that you got the shortest month of the 12? I mean,
yeah, although, And add insult to injury, man. Now June, the month that's supposed to be the month of Juneteenth, has been taken over by basically the perverts with their Pride Month. So we don't even get that anymore.
No, don't you? I loved it. It's, so June, right, was absconded with Gay Pride Month or Pride Month or something like that. And then Juneteenth, you get shoved in the middle of, and you know the funny thing about it is, last year I had to listen to a gay fellow talking about how appropriate it was that Pride Month and Juneteenth fell together because, you know, of all the of all the nasty things that happened to gay and lesbian folks, also happened to the blacks, because I think gays and lesbians were enslaved for, what, hundreds of years, I'm sure, and... And you know they were tying themselves in a pretzel to try to make a connection. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
And October, I don't know if you know this, but October is Italian Heritage Month. And in the middle of October, there's one day called Coming Out Day. Okay. And I said, really? You can't let us have our own month? Are we for real here?
Yeah. They got y'all too, huh? Oh, man.
Yeah. It just doesn't stop. Anyway, but I started to tell you that last night at my school board meeting, I told the jury the story about James Amistad. And for some of you people, you need to do your homework, okay? Because black history isn't all about slavery. There's some great accomplishments. We wouldn't be a country today if it wasn't for some of the black spies of the early revolution. And he was one of the major ones, okay? And there were a couple of people there of the black persuasion that were not happy that I knew about this guy or that I was, you know, putting them out there and holding them up, so to speak. And one of the speakers came up, and because I need clarification from you, because I know I'm a little ignorant on these things, and schooled me on the difference between African-American history and black history. Apparently, black history started when the slave trade started with the transatlantic trade slave movement. I'm just thoroughly confused. I need help.
Okay. So, yeah, I can see that there is a serious contortion of semantics. Yeah. All right. So where it's convenient, all of a sudden, I mean, because, you know, it's politically correct. You have to call black folks African-American. You have to. But now when it suits them, you can separate the two, and all of a sudden, Africans become a totally different. And Africans be like, yeah, we've been saying that the whole time. And it's Africans say, yeah, there's a difference between Africans and blacks, or at least Africans and American blacks, right? So Africans have been saying that the whole time. And the truth is no, we're not African Americans. We are black. That is actually the name of our nation. Biblically, that is what we are called. We are from the nation of Cush, which means black. So, whatever this woman is talking about, she's totally missing the fact. I mean, she's trying to hold America in this perpetual indictment. Even though these slaves were bought from Africa, sold from Africa by other black Africans all over the world, not just America, North America. It's like, wow, man, she's pretty selective about her outrage here.
She looked right at me when she was giving this explanation. I'm thinking, okay, but okay, I don't even know where to go with that. I mean,
she didn't know where she was coming from.
If you're from, there's so many other countries where people come from or that are black in nature, right? I mean, Belize is one of them. I always bring up. I mean, got a whole bunch of these little island nations. Yep. I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused.
Belize, Haiti, Jamaica, Cuba. I mean, you know, the South America. It's the French connection. I mean, come on, man. It's like America's, before America was even founded, this stuff was going on in different parts of the world. But somehow America is like, I guess, the inventor of slavery. And I mean, you got people like this who pervert, you know, what black history is. And, you know, when Carter, I think it was Carter Woodson.
I know he's, they don't, but right? I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
When he put this together, there was a time, man, when blacks were marginalized. I'm talking by law, right? And that's a real thing. And you had blacks in those days who were facing real instituted adversity. So we celebrate the accomplishments of those who were able to thrive and strive and break through despite the laws that the Democrats made to keep them down. We celebrate that. And that's all it is. And the blacks that were being celebrated, they were Republicans. Right? So your Frederick Douglasses, your Booker T. Washingtons, your Harriet Tubmans, they were all Republicans. That's who they, but now, see, you got these women like that that you had to deal with. They want to throw all that out. And they want to pervert what black history is to make people forget that.
I mean, think about that. You just hit like a double home run. Here you had these people that were Republicans and black Republicans, and they're out there, fighting alongside, or we're fighting alongside them, however you want to look at it. And they're the ones that made the real difference. And yet these people want to pound on those black heroes because they were conservatives or they were Republicans or what have you. When in reality, they're the ones that gave them the right to do what they're doing today. Yep. And it's almost like it's a syndrome where that black community is sucking up to the people that want to keep them in chains for real.
Absolutely. And Booker T, talked about stuff like that. It's like, man, there's a class of people who want to use this whole narrative, and make success for them and keep other people down with it and keep them in a circle of victimhood. And, that stuff, man, that's got to stop.
Well, we got to, you've opened my eyes up to it. The bottom line was, we can't be afraid to speak to it. We have to stop denouncing systemic racism, because as you keep telling me, it does exist. But the ones that keep it alive are the Democrats. Not for all intents and purposes, it's not the Republicans. And you look at the first group of blacks that were elected to whether it's the Senate or Congress or anywhere else of prominence, they were always black Republicans.
Yep.
But nobody wants to talk about that history,
Or what's worse is when they say that was a different kind of Republican Party and things have changed since then.
We swapped. Yeah, we switched.
Yeah, we swapped.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, they try to pull that all the time. It's like, look, I tell people, do not believe a party that tells you about some party switch. These are the same people that tell people that women can switch sides. Do not believe it when they tell you that men and women cannot switch sides, and Republicans and Democrats did not switch sides either.
No, it is what it is. All right. So I'm watching some of these congressional things that are going down. Yeah, I'm taking my time watching through. And Congress spent, in the Judicial Committee, 17 minutes arguing about doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay? Now, I'll give you a hint as to what side did not want to do it. Okay? Little Jerry Nadler raised his hand like he had to go to the bathroom. And when he was called on, he said, look, we do the pledge every morning in these chambers in the Congress, and there's no reason, no need to do it two or three or four times a day. So one of the other congressmen stands up and goes, you're right, we do it every morning, but you're never there. So you never do it. And it erupted from there. But 17 minutes discussing whether or not we should do the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of a committee meeting, and yet out in open chambers, the Democrats wouldn't vote to denounce socialism. Okay, as a resolution to denounce socialism and socialistic, principles and what have you. So nobody watches this stuff like you and I do, and you're sitting here saying to yourself, you can't get more in your face to say, no, we don't want this country the way it is. We don't want to do the Pledge of Allegiance. We want to pledge to socialism.
Yes.
Are we that dull?
I guess we're getting there, man. We're getting there. It must be something in that shot. No, I think that was happening long before that, because that's why a lot of people end up taking that shot in the first place. But on what good basis, man, do these Democrats, I mean, we know why, but we're just asking the question. For what? Why don't y'all want to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
20 seconds, dude. It's a 20-second prayer. I mean, 20. Oh,
20. Do you have that 12-second delay?
Yeah, scrub that, will you?
Father in heaven, forgive this man.
Father, we come to you to pledge allegiance to the flag. Anyway,
well, if we're talking about Jehovah Nisi, that flag, then heck yeah, that's right. That's what I say. I pledge allegiance to. We got you covered, Joe. We fixed that. We fixed
that
difference, bro.
I appreciate that. All right, we're gonna get your information quick.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope you guys come and visit us.
No, you have to go visit. That's not optional. Joe Messina, your host, Dr. B, will be with me, I think, next hour if she can get through that frozen tundra of Texas.